由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Welcome, our listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
It's a delight for us to join you once again.
欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
My listening friends, if you have just joined us, we are continuing in our study of the life of Abraham.
如果你是第一次收听天路导向的话，我们正在分享有关亚伯拉罕的生平信息。
Today we are going to focus on the freedom that is found in the truth.
今天我们要讲的是真理里面的自由。
I read an article which stated that a poll was taken by a widely circulating magazine.
我读到一篇文章，这篇文章是提到有关一份流通得非常之广泛的杂志，它作出的调查报告。
The poll stated that people lie more now than they did 10 years ago.
这一份的调查报告就说到，今日讲大话的人比十年前讲大话的人要得多。
And it says that 7 out of 10 people said that they were dissatisfied with the current standards of honesty.
报告亦都指出，在十个人当中有七个人，他对现代人的诚实标准是不满意的。
Lying is an indispensable social adaptive virtue that we could not survive without it.
讲大话已经成为了被社会接纳的行为，是不可以缺少的，而不讲大话的人就没办法生存，它是这样写的。
An article entitled The Truth About Lying had the following information.
而其中一篇的文章，它的标题叫做讲大话的真相，其中提到以下几点。
In the old view, lying, like other issues of morality, was seen only in black and white.
从前的人睇讲大话咧，系点样睇咧？就系同其他同道德有关嘅事系一样黑白分明噶。
Children were taught that all lying was bad and deserving of strict punishment.
个个嘅爸爸妈妈都会咁样教小朋友话，讲大话就是错的了，讲大话的人一定要受严厉的惩罚。
In the new view,
但是去到今天，在新的观念当中，
Today, some lying is considered normal.
今天某些的讲大话是被视为正常的，叫做善意的谎言。
In fact, a child's first few lies are seen as an important step in developing of self.
事实上，一个小朋友开始讲一些大话的时候，其实就是他日后自我发展的重要步骤，这个的观念是这样认为的。
I have found some amazing statistics in the research data in another book.
而当我在看另外一本书的时候，就发现了一个令人惊讶的研究数据。
It says that most people lie.
在书里面提到大部分的人都讲大话。
They lie more than we have ever thought possible before the study.
他说这些人讲大话的次数比我们做这个研究之前所估计的数字是要多得多。
But they told us the truth about how much they lie.
但是有一个呢是没错的，是不是讲大话呃你的，就是他们讲大话这个事实了。
The authors found the following information.
作者就找到以下的资料。
91% of people lie regularly.
91% 的人是经常讲大话的。
The majority of people find it hard to get through the week without lying.
大部分的人每个星期不讲一次大话都觉得很难受的。
And when it comes to premeditated lies, 1 in 5 cannot make it through a single day without lying.
至于那些刻 易讲大话嗰啲人啊，五个人当中有一个咧，每一日都会故意讲一次大话噶。
They said that men lie more than women.
个研究报告话，男性讲大话系多过女性。
And that young men lie more than older men.
年轻嘅男性讲大话多过年长嘅男性。
And that unemployed people lie more than those with jobs.
失业嘅人讲大话多过有嘢做嘅人。
And that the poor lie more than the rich.
贫穷嘅人讲大话多过有钱嘅人。
The most frightening findings of all is that 2 out of 3 of the people in this survey believe there is nothing wrong with lying.
最令人震惊嘅系呢一项统计指出，每三个人当中有两个认为讲大话系冇乜大不了。
How do we as believers in the Word of God face this epidemic?
究竟我哋呢一啲信神嘅人应该点样去面对呢一股潮流嘅冲击呢？
An epidemic which is invading the lives of Christians and entering our churches with incredible speed.
呢一股潮流已经系以一种惊人嘅速度嚟侵入教会，嚟攻击基督徒嘅生命。究竟我哋今日应该点样去面对呢一种嘅信仰，呢一种嘅错误嘅思想嘅攻击呢？让我哋仔细思考一下。
First, I want to tell you that lying is a stronghold.
第一样我要话俾你听嘅嘢系，就系讲大话就好似一个堡垒，好似一个要塞咁样。
It is like an addiction or lust or bitterness.
佢同癖好、色欲、苦毒系一样噶。
It is like laziness or fear and a host of other strongholds that invade the Christian mind.
佢又好似懒惰啦、恐惧啦，同埋其他去侵袭基督徒思想嘅嗰啲堡垒、嗰啲强大势力一样噶。
A stronghold can only be dealt with decisively and ruthlessly。
咁样嘅势力必须系要依靠住强硬而且坚定嘅决心嚟对付噶。
Not half-heartedly or by rationalizing it。
我哋并唔可以优柔寡断，并且去用种种嘅藉口嚟自圆其说。
As we continue in our series of studies from the life of Abraham,
而当我哋继续查考亚伯拉罕嘅生平嘅时候
，we are going to discover that lying was a stronghold in Abraham's life.
我哋就正正发现咗讲大话系强占咗亚伯拉罕嘅生命。
First of all,
第一样我要讲嘅嘢系
，We find Abraham and Sarah become supernaturally and miraculously younger again。
我哋发现亚伯拉罕同撒拉好似好奇妙咁样变翻青春啊。
She became younger and very attractive as she once was。
佢显得好似好年轻、好可爱、好动人，好似佢以往一样。佢吸引咗唔同嘅王，吸引咗法老，吸引咗迦南地嘅王，更加系仍然系咁迷人。
Obviously, this supernatural rejuvenation was given to her by the Lord.
显然呢一种嘅青春咧，系由神去赐俾佢噶。
So that she may be able to give birth to a child.
而呢种青春呢，让到撒拉可以喺呢一个佢过咗生育期之后呢，又再一次系生出呢一个以撒。
But as both Sarah and Abraham became younger again,
但系当亚伯拉罕同撒拉系同样变年青之后
，the old strongholds became manifest yet once again。
以前喺法老嘅时候困扰住亚伯拉罕同撒拉咧，呢一种嘅恶势力又一次显露出嚟啦。
Please listen carefully, my friend.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你仔细去听。
With every blessing comes a temptation.
其实每一种祝福咧，都好有可能系伴随住试探噶。
You get into marital problems, you cry to the Lord.
例如当你陷入婚姻的困境当中，你就向神去呼求。
The Lord answers your prayer.
神就应允了你的祈祷。
The problem is over.
你的问题解决了。
God blesses you.
神赐了福气给你了。
But soon after the blessing,
但是在你领受了福分之后，
you focus on the blessing and forget the blesser.
你只是注意到自己所得到的福气，但是忘记了所赐福给你的神。
Or you get into financial trouble.
或者当你遇到经济上面的困难，
and you cry to the Lord.
你就向神呼求话了。
Lord, I have not been faithful in the past.
主啊，我以前不够忠心。
But if you bless me again, I will change.
如果你再赐福给我，我一定会改变的。
The Lord blesses you again.
于是神就再一次赐福给你了。
But before long, you go back to the old ways.
好可惜，过了没几耐，你就固态复萌。
Here, Abraham and Sarah go toward the Negev for a winter vacation.
在这一次，亚伯拉罕和撒拉又迁去南地去过冬了。
And then they decide to take a side trip to the coast of the Gaza Strip to a place called Gerar.
他们今次呢就决定去兜到去加沙的海岸附近，有一个叫做基拉尔的地方。
There they encounter King Abimelech.
他们在那里遇到亚比米勒王。
And there Abraham falls back to his old nature and lies about Sarah.
在那里亚伯拉罕就重蹈覆辙，再次好像在埃及地的时候那样，因为撒拉而讲大话了。
By now, you would have thought that after the great spiritual blessings God has given them,
去到这里，你可能会认为亚伯拉罕既然得着神那个赐给他极大的福气，
After all of the first-hand dealings he had with the Lord,
他在和神直接的交往，
After the lessons he was given in trusting the Lord,
他试过学习信靠神的功课，
After the incredible revelations and seeing the Lord face to face,
他试过获得那个不可思议的启示，和面对面同神交谈。
You would have thought Abraham would have stopped being afraid.
你以为经过了这一些事之后，亚伯拉罕从此就不会惊了吗？
Yet once again here, as in Egypt years before, Abraham tries to pass Sarah off as his sister.
但是在这里，亚伯拉罕竟然和他很多年前在埃及一样，再次假称撒拉是他的妹妹。
King Abimelech admires Sarah's beauty and takes her to his palace.
亚比米勒王就迷恋撒拉的美貌，将撒拉带入去宫里面。
You can find this in the book of Genesis, chapter 20, verse 2.
如果你想知道更加清楚的话，你可以看下创世纪第二十章第二节的。
There she was once again stuck in a compromising situation.
撒拉又再一次陷入身不由己的处境当中。
A married woman captive in the harem of a man who is not her husband.
一个已婚的妇女是被人捉了去不是她的丈夫的男人当中。
Fortunately again, the Lord bails her out before Abimelech could touch her.
幸好在亚比米勒王去亲近撒拉之前，神已经将撒拉解救出来。
The Lord revealed to Abimelech Sarah's true identity.
并且神向亚比米勒王揭示撒拉的真实身份。
Unlike the earlier time when Abraham lied to Pharaoh.
这个和上一次亚伯拉罕向埃及的法老王讲大话，那个时候的结果是不同的。
This time, Abraham has reached such a spiritual maturity.
你可以看到在今次亚伯拉罕他的属灵的生命呢，是已经成熟很多了。
That he repents immediately about this lie, and even he prays for Abimelech.
佢即刻为佢所讲嘅大话而认罪悔改，并且为阿比米勒去祈祷噶。
In chapter 21, we finally see the Lord fulfilling His long expected promise.
而去到第21章咧，里面所记载嘅经文，我哋终于睇到神长久以嚟所应许俾亚伯拉罕嘅事，终于得着应验啦。
Let's read that passage together.
让我哋一齐嚟读一下呢一段嘅经文。呢一段经文系记载喺创世记第21章噶。耶和华按住佢先前所讲嘅说话去眷顾撒拉，就按照佢自己所讲嘅说话为撒拉成就。当亚伯拉罕年老嘅时候，撒拉就怀孕啦。到咗神所讲嘅日期，撒拉就为亚伯拉罕生咗一个仔。亚伯拉罕为撒拉所生嘅仔起名啊，叫做以撒。在以撒生落嚟第八日咧，亚伯拉罕就照住神所吩咐俾佢嘅，就为以撒行咗割礼。佢嘅仔以撒出世嘅时候，亚伯拉罕正正系100岁。撒拉就讲啦：神让我喜笑啊，凡听见嘅都必定与我一齐去喜笑。又讲话边个能够预先对亚伯拉罕话撒拉要乳养婴孩，因为在年老的时候，我撒拉为亚伯拉罕生了一个仔呢？
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细留心去听我们天路导向里面的分享。
We get impatient because the Lord does not come through when and how we want Him to come through.
有些时候因为神没有按照我们所定的时间和方法去行事，我们就会感到不耐烦。
We get angry with God because things do not go our way.
我们会向神发怒，因为事情没有让我们称心如意。
We wander off and do our thing and try to force God to perform a miracle when we want Him to.
有很多时候我们偏行己路，但是同时我们还要强迫神为我们行神迹。
But through it all, our faithful God holds our hands, teaches us lessons, and watches over us.
纵然是这样，信实的神仍然是紧握住我们的手，教导我们，看顾我们。
And on His appointed day, God keeps His promises.
而当神所定的日子到了的时候，神就履行祂的应许了。
Sarah's womb that has long been dead became alive again.
撒拉已经好年老，已经唔能够生育啦，但系佢仍然能够怀孕生子。
Here God had not only demonstrated His sovereign will，
喺呢度神唔单止彰显咗佢嘅主权
，but He is preparing the world for another miraculous birth nearly 2,000 years later。
佢更加系为紧世人预备2000年后另一次嘅奇妙嘅诞生。
But the latter birth will be of a virgin who would deliver the Messiah。
呢一次嘅降生系由童贞女而生噶，亦都系指紧弥赛亚，就系指紧基督嘅降生。
In Genesis 21 verses 3 to 7, we see the following。
喺创世记第21章第3-7节。我们正话已经看到
In obedience to the Lord's direction for the sign of the covenant, Abraham circumcised Isaac on the 8th day.
亚伯拉罕遵行了神的吩咐，在以撒出世之后第八日为他举行割礼，作为立约的记号。
In verse 8 of chapter 21, we see Isaac grew up.
在21章的第八节，我们就看到以撒越来越大个了。
Possibly around the age of 5.
大概在他5岁左右。
A big feast was held on the occasion of his weaning.
在以撒断奶的日子，亚伯拉罕就为他大摆筵席了。跟着我们继续看下去，就是在创世纪二十一章九至十节里面讲到说，当时撒拉就看到埃及人夏甲为亚伯拉罕所生的仔，跟他去戏笑啊。跟住就对亚伯拉罕讲话，你将呢一个使女同佢个仔赶出去，因为呢一个使女嘅仔唔可以同我嘅仔以撒一齐去承受产业。
In verse 9, Sarah notices in the midst of the festivities, past sins came to haunt them。
喺第九节记载咗，撒拉喺筵席当中注意到过去嘅罪系缠住佢哋。
Ishmael had developed a sibling rivalry, and he was resenting Isaac.
以实玛利的心里面是产生了与兄弟相争的敌意。以实玛利怨恨以实啊。
By this time, Ishmael was about 17 years old.
去到这个时候，以实玛利大概是17岁左右的。
Sibling rivalry is part of the original sin.
如果你认识历史的话，兄弟间的敌对相争是最原始的一宗罪。
We see it first between Cain and Abel.
第一个就是该隐和亚伯，而该隐杀了亚伯。
And it continues today.
而今日亦都存在，如果你知道我们在不同的城市、不同的家庭当中都有兄弟去争产、争夺抚养权、或者是争夺不同的内容的东西。
Abraham had thought that Ishmael was the fulfillment of God's promise.
那我们回去亚伯拉罕那里，亚伯拉罕最初以为以实玛利就是神应许的实现。
But Isaac came along.
但是后来以撒出世了，改变了个情况。
Ishmael's position became irrevocably different and he doesn't like it.
而以实玛利呢，在以撒出世之后，他的地位就很明显改变了，而亦都知道以实玛利是不喜欢这样的变化。
So throwing a huge party for Isaac made things worse for Ishmael.
而亚伯拉罕为以撒大摆筵席，某程度上让到以实玛利咧都好难做噶。
The conflict between Ishmael and Isaac has very deep spiritual implications.
其实以实玛利同以撒里面嘅两个人嘅冲突咧，都带有深远嘅属灵含义噶。
It symbolizes the conflict in the Christian life.
佢唔单止系代表咗之后呢一个嘅。以实玛利人同埋以色列人佢哋嘅冲击，更加系象征住基督徒生命里面嘅冲击。
And I want to tell you more about this.
我亦都想更加深入去同你去分享下呢一方面嘅内容。
But because our time is almost over.
但系由于我哋节目嘅时间系有限。
And I want to spend more time in explaining these important truths.
我又想同你去好仔细咁样去解释呢一啲重要嘅真理。
I want to encourage you to tune in next time to hear how we deal with these conflicts in life.
所以我想喺下一次先至同你分享究竟点样面对生命当中呢一啲嘅冲击。喺呢度，我想送上一首歌俾你，系由吉聪明作曲。赵孟准填词，唐巨宏主唱的《你是生命力量》，我们知道靠着主，我们可以在灵命当中更加尽心。我们面对困难，我们不再需要惧怕。如果好像亚伯拉罕这样，你以前是讲大话的人，请你靠着主的力量去改变自己，靠着主的力量去渡过，你要越过你一些这样的试炼的难关。送上俾你，你是生命力量。
内心孤单，困倦无力，人每遭冲击，心存疑虑，常牢牢怨叹，从心里呐喊，不知怎样可解心困忧。上主恩光照耀我心。 从痛苦当中感受痛楚，蒙主一眷顾为支柱念记，神曾用爱救赎他必爱惜，神你是生命力量，使我不再惧怕，敢去面对，让我向风雨闯，一生给你度日，因你是我亮光，不再孤单，愿主你永伴我心里，内心孤单困倦无力，每遭冲击心存疑虑，常务路怨叹，从心里呐喊，不知怎样破解心困忧，常处因光照耀我心，从痛苦当中感受痛楚，蒙主恩眷顾为支柱念记，神曾用爱救赎他必爱惜，神你是生命力量，使我不再惧怕，敢去面对，让我生给你度日，因你是我亮光，不再孤单，愿主你永伴我心里，主你永伴我心里。
亲爱的听众朋友，感谢你收听今日的天路导向，在这里呢想送一本新的书给你。我们天路导向呢有一本书叫做《信仰历程七部曲》，亦都是由麦克牧师撰写的中英双语的书本。如果你想索取的话，请你写信来到香港九龙大友街一号十楼，或者写信去到 liangyou@liangyou.net， 就是我们的电子邮件信箱了。记得写下是给我万峰，万峰就是千千万万的万，同埋攀越高峰的峰。咁你亦都要写低你嘅姓名、你嘅地址同埋你嘅邮编，我哋先可以安排寄上礼物俾你噶。喺呢度天路导向又一次结束啦，愿神大大赐福俾你，喺你每日当中都系伴你同行。再会。